let's hear the next installment of The Struggle to Stay. Thousands of coal miners have lost their jobs since 2011 in Appalachia. The loss of coal mining jobs in Appalachia actually began decades ago with mechanization and as market forces drove businesses to other parts of the world. The question of what will happen to coal miners in the communities that depend on them in Appalachia has become front and center in national discussions. Dave Hathaway is a former coal miner in Greene County in the very southwestern corner of Pennsylvania. As we heard last week, Dave is an unemployed father of two trying to hold on to his dignity while he stays at home with his new baby and his wife works.
For, I think, the man of the house not to have a job is pretty disheartening. I mean, it's a hit to my ego, really. I mean, Ashley's the breadwinner. I mean, it's cool she has a job, but I mean, I need to chip in.
With family in the region, he and his wife are committed to staying in Greene County, even though the job choices there are thin. So what happens when Dave is offered a job to work out of state for good money? Here's the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier with the next installment.
Dave was still looking for a job. It was coming up on a year since he'd been laid off. He was still on the waiting list for a job at the Cumberland Mine and was getting close to losing his health insurance from his last job. Here's a recording he made at the time.
Doesn't seem like they're hiring anybody anytime soon, so I'm still waiting on that. My money's running out. My wife's probably going crazy. I'm sure she is.
After starting around number 70, his name was now somewhere around number 20 on the waiting list at Cumberland. Dave had been at Emerald Mine for 8 years, and by the time the mine closed down, he'd secured an above-ground job operating heavy equipment. To him, being above ground was better. For one, it was safer, and he just considered it a higher status job. Dave had plenty of gory stories of people getting injured by rock falls or close calls he had had as an underground coal miner. One time, he thought he might get electrocuted by a faulty wire in a pool of standing water. If he got called back to Cumberland, he knew he'd be back underground. But at least he'd be in Greene County.
I mean, I still don't want to go back underground, but I don't have a job. I mean, it's great money, great insurance, and I need that.
He's determined to stay in Greene County, close to his 11-year-old son, with his wife and now his new baby boy. His wife Ashley is working, but Dave's starting to feel desperate. Dave and Ashley spent the next few months watching the waiting list at Cumberland, and Dave followed up on leads for other jobs. Here's Dave in November 2016.
Well, we have a new president in Donald Trump. What do you think?
He's making this recording while Deacon, his newborn, sits on his knee.
I don't know. He's supposed to bring back jobs, create jobs, and bring back the coal. I mean, I hope it does happen. Realistically, I don't see it happening. I mean, it's probably better for the coal market that Hillary Clinton isn't in there. That's for sure. But I don't know what kind of power Donald Trump has to bring that market back.
You can probably tell from hearing him, Dave isn't entirely enthusiastic about the American political system. Throughout the campaign, he seemed lukewarm on Donald Trump. He called him a wacko, even though Trump was pro-coal. At one point, he said he wouldn't vote for him. But in the end, he did. He was a coal miner, after all, and Trump said he would bring back coal.
Hopefully, he proves himself right, I guess, and brings it back. That would help me and my family out, and hundreds of other families, probably thousands of other families.
Late in 2016, he got a job offer for a company that was doing blasting work. He'd found out about the job when he ran into someone he used to work with at Emerald Mine.
I was walking a dog, and he's driving up this road and stopped, and he's asked me what I've been doing, and that's when I was still cutting grass.
It involved working underground, but it paid really well, $40 an hour. But there was a drawback. He'd have to spend 4 nights in another state, away from his family. The The job was in Maryland. It would mean leaving Ashley at home by herself to take care of their newborn son, Deacon.
And it was a day shift, but it was 4 days gone. Like, I'd be staying in a hotel. I mean, it was kind of hard to pass up. But, I mean, we agreed that I pretty much had to do it because I didn't have any funds coming in now. But, yeah, I mean, I was dead set on going. I bought, like, I had to go buy a razor for you had to have a clean-shaven face.
But then, a few weeks before Christmas, just before he would start his job in Maryland, Dave got word from Ashley that someone from Cumberland's Human Resources office was trying to reach him. He called back and left a voicemail. He had a good idea what the call was about.
So I called back and no answer, left a message, and she called back probably an hour later and told me it's going to be a good Christmas.
Dave was offered a job at Cumberland as a general inside laborer. He accepted. Dave had told me in the months before that he really didn't want to go back underground, but this was his way to stay in Greene County and support his family. If he never had to go underground again, he'd be okay with that. As for Ashley, she said she was used to Dave being underground.
Ashley, how do you feel about him going back underground?
It's a scary job, but that's what I grew up with. Like, my dad and my uncles, they were all coal miners. So I'm kind of used to the fact that it happens, but I wish he could have found something else, but nothing compares to the pay at all. And right now, and the benefits, we were so lucky having our baby this year and still having his insurance because we didn't have to pay a penny. So that was great.
Free baby.
Yeah. Yeah, usually you're paying like $5,000 for a baby.
We got a cheap baby.
Dave would be going back into a mine. There were a lot of questions. Would it be safe? Would the job last? But all those could wait. Dave was home, and he and Ashley could pay their bills. And that was all they could ask for now. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Reed Frazier.
Next week, we'll hear the conclusion to Dave Hathaway's struggle to stay story right here on Inside Appalachia.